It's per video.
Ireland warmly welcomes the delegation of Trinidad and Tobago and thanks it for its presentation today. Ireland acknowledges Trinidad and Tobago's efforts to advance human rights domestically since the last UPR cycle and commends progress made on tackling gender-based violence and violence against children, notably with the adoption of the amended Domestic Violence Bill and raising the minimum age of marriage to 18. It is important that Trinidad and Tobago takes concrete steps to realise the rights of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers. We particularly encourage Trinidad and Tobago to engage on the issue of forcible returns, the deportation of unaccompanied minors and the practice of indefinitely detaining asylum seekers. We also encourage Trinidad and Tobago to improve material conditions for detainees and to end instances of extended pre-trial detention. Ireland makes the following recommendations to the authorities of Trinidad and Tobago. Domesticate the 1951 Convention on the Status of Refugees International Law. Review and update the Prisons Amendment Act 2014 and operationalise the national budget and other sectoral mechanisms in order to improve material conditions in detention facilities. Take all necessary steps in order to end instances of individuals being remanded in pre-trial custody or immigration detention for extended periods. We wish Trinidad and Tobago every success with this UPR cycle. Thank you.